railway, not stations, but some of the overpasses, etc. And I went to town hall in Pelham to find out where that footprint of the station was that went over Fifth Avenue. But all the people I spoke to, no one could help me. They knew that about the railway, but they didn't know about the station or where it's located. So I still have some investigation to go, and they were quite surprised about it as well. So I think it'll be an interesting thing when I do find out. And I think I have an idea where it's located, but I am not 100% sure. But I'm still going to investigate and get some more information. And it's fun looking into this. It really is. So with that, I'll send it back to you, and I'll give 73s to all. And I'll catch you on Monday. 73 all. Take care. W2BOB, KD2CYX.
Hey, Vinny, thank you, and that's very interesting, to be sure. I'm glad you followed it up. Because it's... Okay, with that, we'll go into round number two here for the net, and good group today, as always, and we appreciate your being with us. I don't want to talk to local radio. I'm on the radio, lady. We have a caller ID that is got a lady that told you who's calling, and it's local radio. Uh-huh, another one of those telemarketers. So, with that, I did want to mention, being yesterday was a day of memorial for 9/11, we did watch the memorial services from the World Trade Center site, and it was really quite sad, and of course they showed photos of the victims and announced their names in a litany as they went along. And I was again reminded that so many of our first responders, firemen and policemen, had lost their lives in that terrible day. A question came up yesterday on the 20 meeting. Or an ABC memorial to television. But I did mention. So, the first time that the World Trade Center had suffered the attack in 1993, and I was on the air when that happened, and we just stayed on the air for 12 hours. Continually. All the other stations went off the air, and Channel 2 was the only one that still stayed on because they switched over to the transmitter at Empire State. So, quite a very sad day, that's for sure. Alrighty, WB2, AC2T, W2BOB with the...
W2BOB in the group, AC2T, Fine Business, Bob. Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to step out of here today. I got a few things I want to do, get ready for tomorrow. But hopefully tomorrow we will put another ham on the air, one that operates properly and is going to be, a good person. So that's what I strive for, and teach these people how to operate properly, and especially now that we have this patient going and everything else is copacetic up there. So we will be into teaching a lot of people how to operate properly, which I think is the right thing to do. It's to be polite and stuff, and things will go a lot smoother. But that's what counts. So let me say 7-3 to all. Hopefully you all have a very good weekend, and we'll catch you Monday morning. So W2BOB. AC2T. 7-3's all. Take care and stay healthy.
Okay, thank you, Paul. Same to you. Have a good weekend and a good VE session. WB2OIQ, Bill, your turn again. This is the CBSNet and W2BOB. Go ahead, Bill.
Manual transmissions in automobiles, and they're kind of going by the wayside as well. It seems like only around 10% that are made in North America have manual transmissions. There's not a demand for it anymore. In comparison, it was something like 35% of cars sold back in 1980 were manual transmissions, compared to 10% today. So it's one of those other things that seem to be biting the dust. But the technology has changed anyway. You got these new automatic transmissions that are they can practically read your mind, and the pitch that people used to think they had in being in the fuel economy seems to have also disappeared. So anyway, technology once again thriving and getting rid of things that we used to love. But anyway, W2BOV and the group, WB2OXU.
Okay, very good, Bill. WB2OXU, W2BOV. I read an article recently of reviewing the new Volkswagen Golf. They have a diesel version that they're going to market here in the United States, and tests have proven that it can get 60 miles a gallon. But they also have a sport version, which still comes with a manual transmission, and/or an automatic transmission with a feature that allows you to actually shift manually. So. Alrighty, let's go to KC2YQZ. Steve, if you're still with us, we hope that we can hear you better on this go-around. Go ahead. KC2YQZ, W2BOV. I guess he puts it clear. N2NBR, W2BOV. Over to you, John.
Okay, Bob. Just wondered if... did you tell me or say it on the air at some point that you had modified your antenna on low band 20 meters? Go ahead.
Anything. It's still the same as when I put it up, John. Go ahead.
Okay. Can you just tell me about how many square, or not square feet, but how many lineal feet do you need for that?
The usual halfway length, 33 feet.
Okay, very good. Because I was thinking of replacing the old antenna with something of that nature and directionalizing it, you know, more than it has been in the past. Still on the drawing boards for me now. Anyhow, this point. Back to you, Bob. W2BOB and the group N2NBR.
Okay, very good. N2NBR, W2BOB, and over to Josephine at WA2ZNC, W2BOB.
W2BOB, WA2ZNC, very good all around, and I guess we're winding down today somewhat, but I don't have anything to add really, and I don't like to be boring, so I'll just pass it back to you, Bob, and at least I'll keep listening for a while. W2BOB, WA2ZNT.
Okay, Joe. KK2EMG, you're turned again for another transmission. W2BOB.
After all that zigzag. But then again, I watched the birds, and they're going flying high speed right through the trees and missing the branches. So that's my paradigm for the day. KC2EMG back to W2BOB.
Well, we didn't hear much of that at all. So I'm going to wrap up the net, guys. Conditions have deteriorated so much, it's not worth continuing. This is W2BOB. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you Monday, hopefully. Net is now closed.
WA2ZNT.
Yeah, Bill, I hear you. WB2OXU, WA2ZNT.
Good morning, Josephine. Just wanted to say hello and see how you're all doing.
That's very nice. Very kind of you. Yeah, I'm doing all right, thank you. And good to hear you this morning.
W2BOB disconnected.
WA2ZNT, WB2OXU. All right. Good to hear. Just figure I'd take the time and see how it was going. We haven't talked one-on-one in a while. So I just wanted to make sure that everything is okay.
Everything is excellent as far as you're concerned and all the friends I've made. I'm still the same, and I still think the world of all those who, you know, feel that way toward me, and I'm sure that's the case. No, nothing has changed here, and I know everything's as well as can be, you know, personally. So thank you anyway for making sure. But we've spoken once in a while, sometimes when we're in part of another group. But I don't get on that often as much as I'd like to. It's just a matter of just climbing the stairs. Not that I can't climb it, but I don't do it as often, many times during the day. Once or twice, now and then, and that's it. But I listen more on the scanner. So, anyway. Well, that was nice, a little bit of a postscript at the end of the net. And, I'll be taking more time very soon for a while, a few days. You know, you heard that. And I'll do my best. And if conditions are like today, then I'll take the route Bob does. I think it makes more sense.
Yeah, you're right. Well, you always do a good job anyway. No question about that. Yeah, I think that that's a smart thing to do. When conditions aren't there, take the way out. you can't avoid that, you know, no matter how much we try. conditions here and there. You can, no sense in yelling your head off and trying to hear what you can't hear. But, well, good to hear you as usual, and I'm glad everything is okay. Everything's fine, as they said. Nothing too much changes. You know, as they say, the more things change, the more they stay the same. What are you going to do? One day at a time. That's all we can do. WA27T, WB2OXU.
Yeah, there's a nice Italian word for that. If you succumb to it when you can't hear and others can't hear, agita, you know, like almost like vinegar. There are a lot of words, but at least turn it to humor to make ourselves feel better anyhow, right? So don't worry. We're all hanging together so we don't hang separately. Who said that to who? Patrick Henry or Nathan Hale? To Nathan Hale, one of the revolutionary heroes. Anyway, it's just something to say. Well, I'm glad of this short contact. Very, very nice.
Yeah, agita. True. What came to mind was a bad dish of pasta. But anyway, yeah. I think it was one of those two who said it. But, no, we don't want to do that. We don't want to hang, either separate or together. It's not a good thing.
No, I'm a little concerned about what's going on over there in Washington, too. And sometimes it's hard to be cheerful and laugh, but we have to keep on with life. It's just things.
All right.
But we won't get into that on the air. The heck with it. I'm just sorry conditions are like that. You know, it's all right to mourn for the World Trade Center, and I'm terribly sorry about it. But nobody mourns the unborn that are done away with, and they feel it's a right for women to do that. I don't know who they are, but it is not a right. Anyway, so much for that. I don't want to get in the doldrums either. You know how I think we think quite a lot about certain values, right, Bill?
Yeah, I know. You know, we shouldn't forget. That's one thing. You know, these families have suffered enough, and to me, anyway, you know, just doing this every year, I think it just, you know, makes these families, you know, relive the entire catastrophe all over again, you know, year after year. As I said, you know, not that we shouldn't forget, but, you know, I think enough is enough. These families have to live with that every day. They don't have to make it, you know, a national reminder. And, you know, have these people standing up there, it's just, to me anyway, I think it's just too much. Life goes on, and they have other problems in their lives that they have to deal with, and the kids, and the rest of the family, on a daily basis, which I think it's enough.
I guess we came to a stopping place, you know, Bill, so we'll pick it up another time. But, yes, you know, it's for life with those families, like it is with anybody where they're with. Well, you know, different surgeries, accidents.
At 2NBR.
We don't forget. We don't need to be reminded. but that's it. But we'll start saying 73 now because the person loves doing this, and the person, whatever he is, if the individual would talk and be friendly, people would be friendly too, but that's not the case. All right, 73. Stay well, and we'll look for you Monday, okay?
All right, Joe, 73. Take care. Have a good weekend. We'll catch you on Monday. And, John, was that you? N2MBR, WB2OXU.
Yeah, I just want to know if I was getting over this junk.
You are now, but, yeah, there's something going on. I don't know what it is. I switched to the input, and I don't hear it on the input, so I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, we'll have to start developing a reporting system for the input, and also a secondary frequency.
Yeah, well, I don't know. It seems like the repeater's getting hung up. And I was hearing Bob EMG all right, despite what was going on. And he's one of the few people that I can hear on the input. When I switched over to the input, he was coming in fine, and there was no interference at all on the input.
Yeah, it's probably somebody nearby the repeater. That's all you have to do is, you know, when you're that close. So, you know, that's the way it goes. Apparently, you know, you have to make a concerted effort to catch these people. They don't have licenses. They're idiots. They're rectum heads. They're basically morons. Back to you, Bob. I'm sorry, Bill. Rather, WB2OXUN2NBR.
It's good to hear you too, John. But I'm gonna go now anyway. And it was good to talk to both of you and hear you. All right. And we all feel alike, so there's nothing much we can do. And I don't say give up, no, but it goes on from time to time. It used to be on HF also. It used to be on 1070 repeater, where we first started out. So we're just getting ourselves odd, unless we can get some results. One guy on 1070 had a Doppler scan, or whatever they're called, to trace somebody. It must have been one of the members who kept interfering, and he caught him, and dead to rights, but they would do nothing about it, and he was really disappointed that he made the effort, and then it went away anyhow. They get bored after a while, but the heck with that. So 73, and I'll see you next week, all right, gentlemen, and thank you for hanging around a while. WA2ZNT with N2MBR and WB2OXU.
Okay, Joe, 73, N2MBR.
All right, Joe, 73. yeah, I think you listened to the scanner. I don't know. I think the repeater's been kind of quiet during the day. I haven't even heard Charlie in 1LU much lately, so I don't know if they jump ship or what, but anyway, N2MBR, WB2OXU. So you got your antenna all set up, or you're still in the working phase?
Bill, I have to run the transmission line. That's my next issue. The transmission line that goes to the other, to the previously now, we're going to be previously used antenna, seems to be too long, and it's about 30 feet, unnecessarily too long. So I have to take a shortcut. I did not have the capability of doing so prior to this, but now that I have the right test equipment and such, I'm going to pursue the matter. It's just time consuming, that's all. And with that, I'll have to, you know, once I get it all hooked up, I'll be able to know more about what's going on with the frequency.
But the other thing is the Govanite guys are running into the same issue. And but they've developed a system which we can talk about off the air, and it works fine.
Okay, yeah. I've heard about that. They seem to have the same problem overnight. That's been going on for a while. So, I guess that's the other reason I haven't heard Charlie on his way home either. probably because of the same reason. But, I don't know. It seems like they target different groups or a certain group. I don't know why, but it's unfortunate. Maybe we should change, change PL and keep it secret. Don't publish it, you know. But anyway, what are you going to do?
Well, he does get on from time to time, but I think they are aware of it. And the one causing the trouble is just targeting people who are having a good time, who are reasonably intelligent, and I think that's what it is. And they get their jollies. So don't worry, he's on from time to time, but not steady like he was. And they do use other frequencies, and which I don't access, and I don't have the scanner on all the time. I mean, when I feel like listening a little while, that's it. You know, either if we're having lunch or if I'm in the same room, but otherwise just listen. No, I don't, because there are too many emergency frequencies that are there too, and I don't need to hear those all the time either. So everything is all maybe, and only if. So we can't insulate ourselves, and so don't worry about it. But he's fine. He was in California for a couple of weeks, enjoyed it. Also took his boys to college, and I don't know. Sometimes he says he doesn't even feel like talking, or doesn't feel in a good mood, or they must have things to worry about too. But he'll be on again, or usually around that time period he goes home. But I don't always catch him either, or hear him, and that I want to go up the stairs. When I can't have the radio on the same floor, because we don't have the greatest height where we are. So there's all kinds of maybes. So 73 again, I do have to go and take care of doing some laundry today. I've got to just help my daughter. So 73 all, okay. Now, see you Monday. It's nice to share thoughts, though. We sort of support each other. WB2O is huge, and 2MBR, WA2ZNT, 73, see you Monday. Have a good weekend.
82BOR.
Well, good morning, Rocky. Thank you for coming on. Only for a minute.
No problem, Josephine. Somebody doubled with you a little bit. I just wanted to jump in here real quick. And good morning to everybody else. Sorry, the net had to close down earlier because of a jerk. But anyway, Charlie's picking one of his sons up today from Ryder College. You're going to bring him home for the weekend. And he's got to bring him back down on Monday morning for classes before he goes to work. I just want to give you an update. And the other thing, we've been moving to a different band when the trouble starts. KD2, be alarmed.
Thank you for mentioning that. That'll relieve Bill's mind, too. Thank you very much, Rocky. And that's fine. I'm glad you told me that about the boys, and he's bringing him home. Yes, I know he's getting a hard time getting adjusted, so he needs support from the family, and that's very nice that they're helping him get started. You know, it's not always easy for children to go into college and get used to a lot of people, but thanks for saying that. And so we'll all get together soon again, one way or another. Thanks. And 73, WA2ZNT.
WB2OXU, KD2BOR.
Rocky, good to hear you. 73s. I'm John. Take care. Good talking to you. We'll catch you next week. M2MVR, WB2OX. You will be clear. 73s, people.
KD2BOR, CB2CTD.
So you both doubled. You want to reply to him?
DPV, pick it up.
Just wanted Rocco to know, John, that he had a great signal on the input into Long Island. DFQ, just about. He's got a fantastic system over there. Okay, that's all I wanted to tell him. So you guys take care. 73-KB2, DPV, clear.
Hi, Alan, and thanks. And good morning, John. 82, be aware.
Good morning, Rocky. Yeah, I'd be interested in knowing, you know, what, where your escape route is. Not on the air, of course, but maybe, does Paul know? Because he talks to, he has my phone number and like that. Back to you, Rocky.
Yeah, who did you say has my phone number?
I just wanted to know if Rocky has your phone number or you have his, because I have Rocky. I mean, I have Paul's phone number, and we can do it that way.
I don't know if Paul's got my phone number. I don't know if you put your phone number down when you take your license test. I don't remember, but I'm good on QRZ if you want to shoot me an email, and then I'll shoot you back the particulars, and I'll give you my shop phone number down here in Kearney.
Okay, very good. Let's see, because I can cover most of the bands, not all of them, but most of them.
All right, I'm going in the hospital on Monday morning, but if you shoot me an email, I'll be at the shop tomorrow. I'll be at the shop on Sunday morning playing radio the way I normally do, and I will be here Monday morning before I got to go into the hospital. So if you get me off an email, like I said, I'm good. I'm good on QRZ. I'll get back to you.
Okay, Rocky. Thanks. I forgot your call now. It's N2NBR listening out. Have a good weekend, everybody, and I'll be around for intermittently for a while anyway.
All right, John, the call sign is Kilo Delta 2, Bravo, Oscar, Romeo.
KD2BOR, WB2RXU. Rocky, in case I don't catch you later, just want to wish you well, and don't worry about a thing. Everything's going to come out all right. Good luck on Monday.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Like I said, I'll be around today, tomorrow, Sunday. And I'm even going to come in, and Charlie's got to leave early to bring his son back down the rider. He only has the other band in his wife's car right now, so I can talk to him for a little while. And then I'll be down at St. Michael's Hospital by 6:30 in the morning. 73, thanks for the wishes. KD2, VOR.
All right, Rex. 73's KD2VOR, WB2OXU. I'm 73's, John.
Okay, Bill, 73 as well, and Rocky, again, good luck, and I'm sure everything will be fine. KD2BOR and 2NBR.
Thanks, John.
WB2OXU, KB2DPB.
AA2WP, KD2BOR.
KD2BOR, AA2WP. How you doing, Rock?
Hey, Charlie sent me a text before. You know, he's down picking up his son in Ryder. He was on that other one, on another frequency. I can't get into it from here, but he was talking to a guy in Pennsylvania.
No kidding. That's pretty cool. Did he take off work early or not go to work, or what was that?
No, Yeah, he went into work this morning. I spoke to him on regular time. KB2TIA was out there, but we were on the other one most of the time. And he left work early to go pick him up. Here's the kicker, Bill. He's got to drive him back down to the college Monday morning before he goes to work.
Yeah, wow. God bless him. He's a he's a strong guy to do the trip down to Princeton and back, and then go to work for a shift is something.
Yeah, he said he'll be on the road by 12 midnight or a little after, and I told him I'll be here to catch him on the other one for a while because I probably won't get too much sleep and I don't have to go to the hospital till 6:30.
Yeah, I hear you with that. I don't blame you. But just think, when you get to the hospital, after when they get ready to go, you'll get some sleep.
Oh, by the way, if you got KB2TIA's number, he's going out on a little field day or work outside today with Jim. Maybe you can give him a text and see where they're going to be working on what band if you're going to be around the house.
Yeah, that's cool. I'll see if I can get in touch with him. I don't know if you saw the Facebook thing with Jim set up two lawn chairs on a bed and made contacts with that as his antenna.
Now I'll have to check that out tomorrow morning. Anybody who transmit off of Forks is doing pretty good.
I said the same thing. that was the best, those two Forks. That was pretty amazing stuff. I'm happy to transmit off a real antenna, for heaven's sakes.
Yeah, I'd like to get a real antenna. Who used to talk about that? Who used to say he wanted to get a big boy radio? V-Mom? he used to crack me up when he said that. Look with some of the antennas that he's worked with just to transmit from his car.
I know. He was a real nice guy to talk to in person, too. Very respectful, soft-spoken guy. Yesterday, I got the mini beam up, but boy, it was a buster. We had some time with that, with trying to get it up and ropes and pulleys and everything else. But it's up there now, so today we'll finish it off with running the cable and all. I had to do an overnight delivery from DX Engineering for more wire for the rotator controller. But it's supposed to be here by 10:30 this morning, FedEx. So then I can complete my wiring and give this a try.
Yeah, I was telling Charlie, AA2WP, KD2BOR for ID. You know, ID? Anyway, I was telling Charlie you had to go through, again, you went through the Homeowners Association, and at first he didn't know what I was talking about.
The Homeowners Association was out there with the guideline, helping to guide the thing up, because there were three of us trying to maneuver around tree branches and all, get this 25-foot mast up, but we were successful. It's up there. It looks pretty good to me. Like I said, now I just got to get the rotator aligned and hope everything works out. But it's twice the height it was when I had it on the tripod, and it was working pretty good on the tripod, so we'll see.
Yeah, well, good luck with it, Bill. I got to get moving here. Have a good day. Maybe I'll talk to you later on when I get home or something like that. AA2WP, KD2BOR, 73 for now.
Okay, Rock. Just a quick question. How's Debbie's search for a new ride going? Did you have any success up at Frank's?
Oh, she's got the vehicle built already. She knows exactly what she wants. She's got the list price on it. So she's just got to tell me when she wants to go. We're going to go to Frank's and get a price, and then I'm going to walk out. Then I'm going to go to McGuire's GMC on Route 46 and get a price. See who comes in lower. Then whoever does, I'm going to go back to Frank and say, can you match this? Because she really doesn't want to have to go out to 46 for service. Frank's GMC is half a block from her house. Not a half a block, about a half a mile from her house.
Roger, I got that. Okay, good. All right, Rock, well, good luck with all that. And I'll be talking to you later on today, I'm sure. KV2BOR AA2WP. 73 is catch you later, Rock.
73.
Hey, Willie, quick question. What and how many bands does that antenna cover? N2AIR. Good morning, Rock.
N2AIR, AA2WP. How you doing, Greg? It covers from 20 down to 10, and it also will cover 6 meters with a tuner, it says. But on the other ones, I used a tuner with it on all the frequencies, but it had a pretty good SWR without the tuner when I was on each of the 12, 15, 17, and 20.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. I was wondering if that went any lower than 20. That way you could point it in my direction and beam me up, Willie.
No, with the tuner, it worked fine because I made a contact on 40 meters, some European contacts with it when the tuner brought it in. But that was just the what it was rated for without a tuner.
Oh, all right, cool. Because I tried an experiment the other day with Charlie, running QRP on CW, and he couldn't hear me. So he's in the dead zone. And you probably are too, but I don't know. Just for fun, I'd like to have you point the beam in my direction and see if you could hear anything. At some future date, no big deal, no rush. Anyway, what else is up? Happy Friday.
Yeah, thanks. This weekend, tomorrow, I guess it is supposed to be, I don't know, VHF day or something with the club, and they're going to go to one of the lookouts on the Palisade. They used to go up to the Nike base up in Orangetown, New York, which is kind of on top of the hill, but they needed all kinds of permits and crap, and they weren't doing that, so they're going to go to one of the lookouts, I think State Line Lookout, if I'm not mistaken, up off the Palisade Parkway and work from there. So it would be interesting to see how they do. And as far as that other thing goes, once I get this thing up and aligned, which might be as early as today, we can definitely experiment. I heard you talking to Charlie on this channel when you were trying to make contact, but that would be interesting.
All right, cool. Something to look forward to. It'll be a good experiment. Anywho, I got a bunch of things to do, and one of them I got to run into the city and pick up my sister. Knock on wood, she had an actual face-to-face job interview today. So, I really wish her some good luck. She's going crazy, and that means she drives me crazier. So, anyway, have a good one, Willie. Maybe I'll talk to you later. But this is N2AIR 73.
Okay, Greg. Well, good luck to your sister. I know those things can make you nuts. I have a daughter who's looking for work desperately, and it's a drag in this economy. You can just tell. Anyway, N2AIR AA2WP 73. Catch you later.
Hey, good morning, Greg. I was talking with a customer, if you're still there. KD2, BOR Mobile.
Physically, I'm here. Mentally, not too sure. N2AIR. Have a good one, Rock.
Hey, it's 73. Like I was telling Willie P, I'll be around till Monday morning, and then by 6:30 I'll be in. So I'll still be a pain in the neck on the radio for a while. Seems like we got some interference. KD2, BOR clear.
WB2OXU, KB2DPD.
KB2DPD, WB2OXU. Hello, Gary. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Bill. How in the world are you on September 12th? What's the good word over there, Bill?
We're doing okay, Gary. Nothing new, as usual. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Nothing much goes on around here.
More things change, the more they stay the same. Old expression, but it has a lot of truth to it.
Yeah, true. Yeah, just getting ready to go do a couple of things. But anyway, what's going on with you? Same old, same old?
Bill, everything is okay over here, no complaints. Everyone's doing well, including me. Could, might be debatable, but in any event, everything is fine, and glad to hear everything is well with you. Don't let me keep a good man from doing things. Don't let it be said that DPD interrupted things that are going on that are good.
All right, Gary. As usual, good to hear you. Stay well, and we'll catch you the next time. Okay, you're 2DPD, though, but you'll be 2OXU. Have a good one.
Bill, have an enjoyable weekend, and whatever you do, have fun. You're not here for a long time. We're here for a good time. 73, Bill.
All right, Gary, 73.